In 2009, a group of Kevin Smith fans converged on Brantford, Ontario, Canada. Sent there to play hockey, they soon discovered their mission was full of hijinks, shenanigans, and a whole lot of beer and poutine. Having survived their first year in the Great White North, they returned every year to continue the tradition. But in 2015, three of them decided to document their adventures, trials, and tribulations. If you have come to laugh, cry, or simply enjoy yourself at their expense, then you have come to the right place. You have come to Jim's Barbecue.
Hi, welcome to episode 17 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan.
Guys, episode 17, and we have a special guest in our midst for 17.
Super special guest.
Oh, it's special.
So very special.
Alrighty.
Alright, so we have very special guest, former member of Winger.
The touring keyboardist.
Jeff Mader.
Oh, man. I was a solid keyboardist in my day.
I think it's just awesome that you were touring around with them, like doing roadie stuff, and Mike knows his name, I can't remember, it escapes me, their keyboardist tripped that one night, and they're like, dude.
We need scramble. You.
Yeah, they scrambled, and you're like, fuck, I'll do it. I mean,
well, yeah, you know, sometimes you just need to step in and go with the flow.
So what? Yeah, you got to do like 13 dates, too, didn't you?
Yeah, and the coolest one was, Seattle, Washington.
Oh.
You guys threw a curveball with that opening. Holy crap.
Yeah, we do that for every time we have a special guest.
Oh, okay. All
right, I'm actually kind of glad you went with it.
I had no idea at first what was going on. And then I was like, oh.
They keep dropping a Seattle, Washington in there, too. That was clutch.
I thought you know, that would, you know, go, it's spin into a new topic kind of thing, you know.
Well, yeah, so welcome, Jeff, to the podcast.
Thank you.
Welcome to Jim's Barbecue. Try the veal.
Oh, I don't like veal. Well, like, you know, I find it a little cruel.
I don't like veal either.
Try the meat.
All right, try the meat. Okay.
Yeah.
We won't tell you what the meat is, but try it.
The pulled pork's really good.
That was what is honestly what it was like to be in China. They were like, here's a bunch of food. You don't know what it is. Eat it. and you're like, okay.
That's like that Lonnie's place in Brantford. Like, I ordered poutine there one year, and it had on the description it said smoked meat. And I asked, what is the smoked meat? What is the meat that you're smoking and putting in there? And the girl couldn't come up with the answer.
it was a juicy fart?
That was a fart.
It could have been.
And it was juicy.
Was that real?
Yeah.
Oh, holy shit.
Wow.
Jim, you might need to use that chop.
I feel a lot better right now.
Oh, yeah. You're holding that one in.
Four men are definitely on this podcast.
Oh, damn.
Oh, definitely.
Why wouldn't
Wait, I have a question. Did you pull your headphones down and put them down by your butt?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's the natural reaction, Dylan. That's what you do.
Okay.
Well, if you want more of that if you want more of that shit, don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
You can get regular fart updates from Jim's Barbecue on Twitter if you follow us at JimsBBQPod, and there may even be some pictures associated if you follow us on Instagram at JimsBBQPod.
Mike, there's this guy that does podcasts.
No, fuck Jim!
Jeff just stole my thunder.
Sorry about that.
You can also email us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com and visit us at www.jimsbarbecuepod.com. Now, mobile friendly.
Jimsbbqpod.com.
What did I say? Barbecue? Fuck. Jimsbbqpod.com. Now, mobile friendly.
Rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.
Oh my God, this fucking episode is going to the skids. No pun intended.
Hey, well, you know, it'll be one you remember at least.
Jeff, what were you gonna say?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, there's this one podcast I listen to. It's called Post Show Recaps, and it's Rob Sestermeade. I don't mean to plug another podcast on your podcast.
No, go for it.
But there's this one guy. His name's Anthony Mazzaro, I believe. And, like, he has, like, I never really listened to you, like, in my ear before, Mike. You know? And you guys have, like, you sound very similar. Like, I don't know. It's like, I almost feel like I'm listening to that podcast.
Is he from Western New York?
No, he's from Kentucky, which is kind of interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know what's funny is, like, so I travel to Kentucky quite often, and they all, when I go down there, they say that I don't have much of an accent.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if that necessarily means that they hear me in, like, and they think that I sound like them, or what.
I just you sound very similar to this this guy named Anthony Mazzaro. Yeah, it's very close. Just go check it out sometime if you ever have a chance. Yeah.
Will do.
Yeah, he does, like, he used to do the Justified, oh, he does Better Call Saul. He does that recap, so if that show's still going on, you can check it
Justified?
Out.
Is that like a, is that like a Justin Timberlake, podcast?
No, it's, that's a show that was set in Kentucky, actually, that's about...
Oh, with, Timothy Oliphant, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I would have rather had it be a Timberlake podcast, but, okay.
I would have rather that, too. That is pretty hot.
That would have been sexy.
It would have brought sexy back.
Yeah.
It would.
Just like JT.
That's what we've been talking about.
What?
Oh, Jim.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He just pulled a Dylan.
He did. So Dylan, I have seen that you started early this evening, but what are you drinking?
Dylan's been drinking a lot tonight.
Okay.
So, but I'm not going to go into all the beers I was drinking tonight.
Right, but what are you drinking right now?
I'm drinking a beer called Omnipolo Fata Morgana. And it's an Imperial IPA from Sweden.
We'll just call it Leia Organa.
Yeah, we can do that. That's fine.
Okay.
I think this beer is not meant to be drank at this point in time. I think this beer was meant to be drank straight out of the bottle because it's tasting and smelling a little bit off.
Oh, boy.
I also have something that smells a little off.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it smells skunky.
Yeah, so, well, you know, that's one of those things I'm hesitant about doing, imported beers. You seem like a world traveler as far as beer goes, and I'm always hesitant to get those ones in the world section at my local beer shop because I don't know how long or what means it took to get them there.
Well, like I said on another episode, I think some of them are meant to be, you know, they're designed to sustain some aging, but this one clearly... this was clearly not meant to be drank.
Yeah, I'd just be worried about IPAs and
it's and it's even for something as strong as this, it's just it's unfortunate that it's not tasting as cool because everyone at work was really really excited about it.
Yeah,
and it's just kind of okay.
Hmm. Jim,
I am drinking a. Am I kidding? It's a Sprecher's cream soda.
I thought you were going to say a fine ass.
No. Ooh, they make that?
No, that's how you delivered one of your Sprecher's previously. It was a fine ass.
Oh, it was a fine ass Sprecher's cream soda.
I'm drinking a dull orange juice.
A dull
Adele? She makes orange juice like and vodka in it?
Sorry, what was that, Mike?
Is that like some vodka in it or something?
No, I'm straight edge now. I decided to quit everything.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Yeah.
That's all good.
No, I know. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it is, man. We don't
judge here on Jim's Barbecue.
We don't judge here on Jim's BBQ.
Except for them against me.
Yes. We're judgy against Dylan. But that's it.
Well, yeah, that's a given.
Right.
And were you saying something, Jim?
No.
Like Adele.
Oh, he sounded like he said Adele orange juice, and I'm like, she sings and makes orange juice.
He could have said Dowel. I'm like, that wouldn't make sense.
That's why I asked, like, if he had, like, vodka in it, because he said adult orange juice, and I figured that was, like, spiked orange juice.
Okay, maybe it's called Dole, but it's D-O-L-E.
No, it's Dole. We have that here in the States, too.
It says 100% juice. I'm sure that's not true.
I would hope that there's juice in it.
Well, I'm sure there's
like,
some sugar.
Like Bob Dole?
Yeah, like
Bob Dole. Okay. Bob Dole.
I thought he said adult.
No, I heard Adele.
I could have said it incorrectly. It's possible.
Oh, fucking Canadians.
Yep.
Fucking Canadians.
We're a little backward up here.
Hey, we're 25% Canadian on the show tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
That means we could get syndication there because they'll play it in Canada.
Oh, yeah. We'll get it on the radio because there's nothing else on.
Finger 11.
They're from Burlington. They're from the town I live in.
Finger 11 is?
Yeah, man. They're from here. They went
get
to,
the
like,
fuck out of here.
Yeah, man. They went to high school like 5 minutes down the road.
That doesn't make Jeff cool.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know.
Mike, what are you drinking?
I have a Lagunitas, the Waldo Special Ale.
Is it good?
Oh, my God, dude, it's delicious. But, I mean, it's 11.5%. So, I mean, it packs a punch.
I got two in the fridge, so.
I was lucky to get a whole six-pack of it because it's pretty plentiful at my local Wegmans, so.
I split a pack with someone.
Do you know what I have in the oven right now?
Cookies?
No.
A bun?
No. No, I have a Saint Hubert chicken pot pie. Do you guys know what Saint Hubert is?
The Saint of Canada?
No, it's like a chicken company that makes different chicken products, like chicken pot pie, chicken wings, but they're French. It's from Quebec. So it's really, really good.
Is it like Chicken Run?
Yeah, it kind of looks like.
Is it like what kind of pies? Chicken pies.
Yeah, like chicken pies. Exactly.
I don't know why you talking about your chicken pot pie makes me want to have doner pizza.
they're not even related.
I know, but you're the one that first told me about doner pizza, so you talking about food makes me think of it.
Oh, dude, doner pizza is one of those things you should only eat once a year.
Yeah, I agree. But it's a new year, so I'm allowed to have dinner pizza. Anyway, we got loads to talk about tonight.
We got loads to talk about tonight, so let's get to it. So, guys, I mean, big thing this week. A big, big thing in the world of Jim's Barbecue.
Oh, shit, yeah. I'm like, what is he talking about?
We have a new logo.
I thought you were going to say we finally cleaned up Jim's mess.
No, this is the best thing ever.
It's probably gotten the biggest reaction of anything that we've done thus far with this podcast.
And we didn't even really do anything for it, other than pose, I guess.
Well,
you guys posed?
No.
We actually sent Quigley, Jeff Quigley, the guy who did our design, some collective nude photos we took last November.
Oh, I see how it is.
Actually, no. Like, what we really did, Jeff, is we went to Sears Portrait Studio. And the pictures done together, and then Jeff based the drawing off of those.
I thought, like, when I looked at it, that he based the Dylan off his profile picture. I don't know what your profile picture is right now, Mike, but I'm sure he like probably based it off that as well. And then the Jim one, he just kind of like came up with him squirting the barbecue sauce.
I love the look on my fucking face.
There was a little bit of I think we gave him a few ideas of what we were looking for, and he made what we had in our mind look amazing. That actually isn't off my profile picture because I'm actually wearing a hat in my profile picture, which is ultra rare because I don't normally wear hats.
No, you don't. You're not a hat man usually.
Not at all.
But he's a super artist extraordinaire, though. I mean, if you. Go out and look at it. You can see it on the website. You can see it on the Facebook. Basically everything we have now, because, God, he fucking knocked it out of the park, man.
Yeah, you can see more of Jeff's art. What is it? Artist
Quigley. Quigleycreative.com.
Quigleycreative.com. He's on Instagram, too.
Yeah, you're probably better off. Well, check out the website. There's stuff out there, but he posts out the – does a lot with social media. So it's at Jeff Quigley is his Instagram, J-E-F-F. God, I don't even know how to spell his name. Q-U-I-G-E-L-Y. Is that right?
Yep.
Q-U-I-G-L-E-Y.
Yeah, that, what Mike said.
There you go.
I tell you, man, I just keep you organized, don't I?
Yes, that's what I told you, man. If I was independently wealthy, I'd triple whatever you make and ask you to organize my life.
You'd have to move up here, maybe. Or I could do it from here.
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably wouldn't need to. I mean, maybe once a month it'd be nice to see you standing there when I woke up.
Sure. Then we'd go to Piranha Brothers for lunch.
Yeah.
I put that in the schedule.
Speaking of that, dude, we got to hit that when you're and your brother are here. He's never experienced, has he?
No. I would say probably if you're free the day after the show.
I will make sure I'm free.
All right. Because I know it's the middle of the week. I didn't know if you were going to be busy. All right, Jeff. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get to you now.
Oh, okay. Awesome. I'm special.
Like, originally on the format, you were down at the,
I'm special.
You were down towards, the end of the episode, but we're gonna come out on front street with it. So you kind of alluded to it earlier. You took a trip to China.
Yeah.
This intrigued me greatly because I love to travel.
Okay.
But I don't think I've ever taken a trip to that scale. Now, was this like a business trip or are you just going for the hell of it?
No, it was like a 2-week tour, so for the hell of it, I guess, with Amanda and her parents.
Awesome.
Yeah, the reason was, you know, her dad's, said to her, you know, I'll take you anywhere in the world, just pick a place and we'll, you know, plan, you know, pick a tour and we'll go do it. They decided this about a year or two ago. And, it happened in this March. So, just got back at the end of March 28th, something like that, 2016.
That's amazing. What kind of flight was that?
The flight there was 13 hours. The flight back was worse. It was 14 and a half hours. Plus, we had 3 flights internally in China, which was very different.
3 internal flights?
Three domestic flights in China.
Well, it was a 2-week tour, so you toured a large part of it, I'm assuming, then.
Yeah, we did four cities. We did Beijing first, and did a lot of the political Tiananmen Square, a lot of the ancient, like, because it's capital city, so a lot of Forbidden City. Always went to a restaurant every night, always had different food. We tried, like, Peking duck, which was really cool. And just kind of got used to a different place. It was like it was kind of cool to go there first, you know, because you got to see like the epicenter of China almost right away.
Tiananmen where the, whatchamacallit is, the soldiers, the...
Like where the famous incident happened in 1989?
No, the clay soldiers?
No, that was in Xi'an, which was the second city we went to.
All right, dude, are there really people inside those?
No, they're clay. But apparently, what's really cool about them...
Are you sure, though? I'd knock one of them over to find out.
No, because what happened was...
You probably just knock one over because you're a fucking klutz.
That's true, too, but...
You can't really get near them. It's pretty difficult. What's interesting about them is that every one of them have different faces, and they're all based off the workers who made them.
Oh, right? Nice.
But what's even more kind of, like, messed up is... that all of the workers, like, once they finished, like, their terracotta warrior were killed by the emperor, you know? So, like, there is kind of, it's kind of, like, an interesting, it's ancient. So, because Xi'an is the original capital city of China, then it became Beijing much later. But just super, super interesting terracotta warriors. And then also in Beijing, we did Great Wall, which was pretty cool.
I'm just picturing, like, Jim goes to China, and the podcast episode with him going there is called, like, Arrested in China.
Dude, I don't know why, but when you said Jim goes to China, those Earl movies immediately popped in my head.
Oh, like Earl Scared Stupid?
Yeah, something
like that.
Who is that? Ernest.
Ernest, that was it.
Jim Varney.
Okay.
Edelston goes
wow,
to China.
Aren't you surprised that I actually know that guy?
I'm kind of impressed that as soon as you said his name, I'm like, that's his fucking name.
I like that. Edelston goes to China.
You know, it's funny you guys say that, because when I was in Shanghai, there was this one museum we went to, and it was like a, there was like a huge, like, imagine a huge gym-sized room filled with a model, and everything is intricate, kind of like, you know, in Iron Man 2, where they had a model of the entire, like, expo. That's kind of like what they had of, like, the entire model of Shanghai. And if you're, and it, like, you can look at it from the top, too, or the second, third floor, and it's like an open circle. Like, so I was like, I was thinking when I was up there, I was like, man, if you ever, like, accidentally fell into there, I'm sure that would be very bad. I'm sure they'd probably arrest you, you know, because it took them, like, 5 years to, just to build it. And it's just really, it was really cool. Talk about lights. It's a complete intricate model of Shanghai, which is a huge, huge city. Imagine like 10 New Yorks, and that's how big it is.
So, like, what was your highlight being there?
Of a whole country or like a specific city? Because it was all different, you know. They were all, it wasn't the same in every city. Each city had something different to offer. But I would say my favorite thing was the Terracotta Warriors.
The Terracotta, yeah. Yeah, that's the interesting thing about China, is that every single, I'm trying to think of the right, is prefecture the right word? Or like, region?
Yeah, they have provinces.
Province, thank you. Like, every province is actually, like, it's pretty different. There's a lot of, there's a lot of unique traits to every province, especially when it comes to the food. But I know that there's, and because there's different dialects for every single part of the country, correct?
Yeah, yeah, it was really interesting. So in, like, Shanghai, they still speak Mandarin, but they call it Shanghainese because it's a different dialect and it's a completely different language.
Yeah, it's just like how Sichuan is different than Mandarin, as I don't know that many other provinces in China.
Yeah.
So, but I guess, like, what, you know, what was really, you know, what stood out to you for every single part of the country that you visited?
I would say, okay, in Beijing, the most interesting part was probably, I don't know, for me, it was Tiananmen Square was really cool. But also the Great Wall was very cool to go, just to be on it and go do it. Those two things in Beijing were the
coolest. I'm actually looking at your pictures right now of the Great Wall, and it's kind of amusing. Like, you have, like, one going up some steps of Amanda, and, like, you're above her, and it just looks so damn steep.
It is.
It's hilarious looking. Like, it's like she's, like, Frodo on, like, the Great Journey or something, you know?
Well, there was, like, five different towers. And most people could only get up to the first one because it was so steep. And I just pushed myself. And I think I got up to the third or fourth one. And
it was working out.
Oh, my God, though. I was so tired. I was like, it was really tough to do.
It's just gorgeous, though, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's only monument that you can see from space?
No, they actually said that's not true. That's a false notion.
Ah.
Because it's too small. That's what they think in China. Anyway, maybe that's what our tour guide told us. But maybe she was wrong. I don't know.
It didn't really work, right?
It was impractical. You know, it really didn't serve the need that they wanted it to. Basically, they just went around it, or they went over it in the shortest area. You know, really made no sense.
Yeah, because I remember, because everything I know is, you know, basically it's from movies, apparently. Because in Disney's classic Mulan, the Huns just kind of climbed over it.
and the Mongolians.
And the Mongolians.
Oh, I love Mongolian food.
That's not real Mongolian food, Jim.
It is.
No, it's not.
In my head it is.
You're talking like the BDs.
Yes.
That's not real Mongolian food.
It is.
You know what's funny is we went to a Mongolian barbecue in Beijing, and I was so excited for it. And it was probably my least favorite meal the entire time we were in China.
How many dumplings did you eat while you were there? Because I fucking love dumplings.
Like, I probably ate 25, 30 dumplings.
Like, you never eat dumplings in your life again.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but yeah, nice break.
I just love, like, there. You got a picture here of, I'm presuming the store is, like, somewhere on the Great Wall or near the Great Wall. It's just called the Great Wall Store.
Yeah, that was about three towers up, because there's, like, a section of stairs, a tower, section of stairs, tower, and that was, like, when I got up to, like, the second or third tower. I just took a picture of it because it was right there.
I'm going to ask you this. Do you speak Chinese?
I know certain words now.
I was going to say, now you know probably a bit more than you did. So did you find that there was a huge language barrier, or were you able to work your way through the country fairly decently?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. There was, when we first got there, I really noticed that if you're not with your tour guide, there's no communication. Nobody speaks English. It's not like Europe. Or, you know, if you go to, like, certain countries, like in South Africa, or you go to, like, you know, wherever people kind of speak English, it's not like that in China. Even, like, in India, I'm sure you'll find more people who speak English. In China, it's only if you're educated. So if you work at, like, a store, or, you know, you're in a certain part of China, they're not going to be able to speak to you. You know, they never learned it, right? Because when they were growing up, they weren't focusing on that. You know, they weren't focusing on teaching so many people English. They are now, but they're not quite caught up. But what is interesting is English was almost like their second language, as far as, like, anytime you heard an announcement in an airport or, like, in a restaurant or a hotel, they always did it in Chinese first, and then English, then you'd hear English.
Interesting.
So the one thing it was cool to hear you say is that it sounded like you went for, like, a really good food experience, which is always kind of interesting like, sometimes people will go, like, somewhere and they'll seek out the food that they're used to, like, so you might, I know, like, I've heard, like, a lot of stories from people who traveled to Japan, and they'll seek out the Subways and the McDonald's and those places that, you know, they're like, okay, I know I can get something safe here. But it sounds like you actually tried to experience as much as you could, which is really cool.
Well, it was kind of just the way the tour was set up, you know. Right. There was certain, like, we always went to a Chinese restaurant pretty much throughout the whole trip. You know, we never went to a Subway, you know.
Right. That's cool, though. I mean, even if it was set up that way, it's really cool that it was.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to kind of, you know, almost Americanizing the trip for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I think that was what was good about the tour, is that you really got to experience China in the best way possible. Yeah. And you know what? I didn't like every meal, but there was never a moment where I was like, hell no, I'm not going to eat that, except for when we went to, like, the food markets, you know, like, where they got, like, really...
The night markets?
The night markets, where they got, like, you know, deep-fried scorpions, and they got, you know, they just got some weird stuff, like, lots of, like, octopus, or, like, not that that's weird, it's, like, squids, and just, like, strange animals I've never seen before and stuff, you know, just laying there, and I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah, I remember seeing, like, two instances of, like, China and, like, some of the food type things that they have there that have, it's just like, wow. One was when they had the Olympics there, and they did, like, a tour of the markets and stuff like that, and that was just like, holy shit, I can't believe they eat that. And another one that I've seen where they go there quite often is the Amazing Race. They'll go to like Beijing or one of the other cities, and I think even one of the challenges was to eat a scorpion.
Like a live scorpion?
What do they do to them, Jeff? Don't they, like, fry them or something like that? Or
They put them in an oven, basically. Like, they're all alive on a big wooden spit, and they just throw it in the oven, and they just let them cook in the oven, basically. That's how they do it.
So I venture to say, not live, Dylan.
You know what? I would try it.
Amanda did. I said, nah, I'll pass. I probably should have, but I don't know. I have no interest in it.
I would try the weird shit. I can't guarantee I'd like all of it, but I would try the weird shit. I mean, Chinese cuisine is, like, real Chinese cuisine is not what, you know, you can get at your local Chinese place here in the States for the most part. Fuck
no, yeah.
It's not quite the same, but I was pretty shocked about how close it actually kind of is to what we have in China, here in the States and Canada.
They might have been bringing you to the more, like, tourist-friendly places, though.
Oh, I'm sure they were. I'm sure they were, because they're not going to bring you to the really weird places. There was always a dish, you know, that was kind of, like, you know, very different, and I'm sure that's more along the lines. But we also went to one place in Beijing that was a calligraphy house. And ooh. And it was, like, home-owned, basically, by, a couple. That one does the food, like a home restaurant, and one does the calligraphy. And that meal was probably one of the best meals we had, because it wasn't a restaurant meal. It was a homegrown meal. It wasn't any different than the restaurant food. It was just better, you know? It's kind of like a homegrown meal here is way better than...
What else? Anything else you want to tell us about your trip to China, Jeff?
The one other thing I didn't tell you guys about is the... when we went to this other city called Goitland, we did a riverboat cruise, which was really cool. Just I got tons of pictures and just the nature. It was kind of like, I've never been to Hawaii, but I feel like Hawaii would be very similar. And just the way, like, the natural scape of it looked, or, like, I don't know, it was really cool. It was, like, just this, like, Southeast Asia feel, you know, which was really, really, really cool. I enjoyed that.
You said the pollution was really bad, right?
It was, and I found it the worst in, like, the first two cities we went to, which was Beijing and Xi'an.
More industrial?
Yeah, very industrial, a lot of coal, power plants, and a lot of, especially in Xi'an, apparently they have a plastic factory and a tire factory, and it's also the cars, you know, the cars use leaded gas, and are just, you know... You're choking, you feel it. Especially if you get sick there, it really affects you.
I can imagine. All right, is that it? Are we done with China?
I don't know.
Did we lose Jeff?
Sorry, I had to take out my St. Hubert chicken pot pies. Sorry.
He's very excited about the chicken pot pie.
Well, I mean, I don't want it to burn.
I mean,
did you hear him? Did you hear how Canadian he got? He's like, I'm sorry.
That's the most he sounded like his brother I've ever heard.
Oh God, I don't fall far from the trees.
But man, it sounds just like it was an amazing experience. I mean,
it was.
2 weeks in a country like that, that's just amazing. I don't know another word how to say that. You know, it's just. Looking at, like, some of your pictures and whatnot, I mean, that's what I think is cool, is, like, just experience things like that. You know, I know too many people who, like, do, like, the same vacation over and over and over again, and, you know, that, I can't get behind that. I'd rather experience new and exciting things, you know?
What would be your next trip, Jeff?
We're already thinking about it. I want to go to Hawaii.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what you should do is join us on Jim's Barbecue first annual fan cruise.
I was going to go to Hawaii, like, just after that, so I don't think I can do both.
Fair enough.
But
unless you won the lottery.
Dylan, I'm gonna translate that for you. I'm gonna go Canadian to States translation for you. Dylan, I really do not want to cruise with you.
Oh, well, that's a little disappointing.
No, I'm honestly being honest here. It's more based on a money thing right now.
Jeff, you realize that's what we do? We fuck with Dylan, right?
Oh yeah, okay. Sure, that's fun.
All right, so you should have just gone along with that.
I should have, yeah. Well, I'm too nice and too Canadian.
Exactly. That's why I had to translate it for you.
I think he's way too distracted by his fucking chicken pot pie.
Well,
yeah, I think he is.
Chicken pot pie is important.
I mean, if you want to eat your
wait dinner. A minute. Did someone just fart again?
No, it wasn't me.
I thought I heard a low rumbling.
I mean, if you want to hang out, you can, and if you want to eat your dinner while we're talking, you can.
No. Don't worry about it.
All right.
It's really hot right now. It's gonna burn my lips anyway, so I'll just heat it back up. I just wanted to take it out of the oven. You know, you don't want it to burn.
All right. Well, we don't want to keep you from your dinner. We here at Jim's BBQ Podcast understand the importance of eating chicken pot pie.
It is important.
So what's up? What's up next?
Well,
you're just like, boom, let's go.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
In order.
Oh, there's one other thing I need to tell you guys about.
Oh, yeah. Please go ahead.
Oh, please.
In Shanghai, we had a bathroom with a toilet that, one, you could press, like, it had a whole, like, control panel on the wall that you could press buttons to lift the toilet seat on its own. It also, if you took a, you know, a poop, it would spray water to clean your butt.
Oh, bidet.
Oh, I had, like, a bidet.
It had a bidet in the toilet. And it also had the same thing, yeah, for girls. So it had two different functions.
That's really popular in those Asian countries.
Yeah, because they...
It's really popular anywhere that's not the States.
Right, because they're not allowed to... they're not supposed to flush toilet paper, right? So they like the concept of having, you know, that kind of thing. But they also have Oriental-style toilets, which is basically for girls. It's only for girls. It's just a hole in the ground.
Mm.
Yeah, so you have to squat if you're a girl. And you have to squat a certain way so you don't pee on your leg, basically. And, yeah, so that's also a thing there.
Are bidets a thing in Canada?
Well, I'm sure it's a thing. I haven't experienced one before here.
All right. Because Dylan said they're not a thing in the States. I was just curious if they're a thing in the Great White North.
I think they're a thing for very, very rich people.
Gotcha. Because they seem more commonplace, just they're more of a thing like in Asia.
Yeah, it seems to be.
Yeah,
great.
But, man, you just contributed to poop talk on Jim's podcast. We never shy away from poop talk.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it was a pretty big and busy week this, last week and a half or so. There's lots of stuff that happened, lots of stuff that was released. And one of the things I know we wanted to touch on was the trailer that came out.
I'm
sure Jeff hated it.
What trailer?
Well, the trailer we're referring to is the Rogue One trailer.
I haven't even watched it because I'm not a big Star Wars fan, but I heard it was good.
Yeah, but you probably heard that Star Wars was good, and you're like, fuck that.
Fuck Star Wars.
Don't like Star Wars. All he had to do was listen to our episode with Jameel to hear how good Star Wars was.
Oh, God, it was
terrible.
Even
Jay liked it, dude.
I don't care. The movie was so bad. I don't know. I don't see why anyone liked it.
What the fuck? You know what? You know what? He's entitled to his opinion. Because at least he can provide an argument.
This is true, but I think for a lot of us, too, especially like me and Mike's generation, or Mike and I should say, it was something that blew us away. You know, nothing had ever been like that. Plus, it was a story that drew you in as a kid. It was just awesome.
I understand why Star Wars fans liked it. As me, as a non-Star Wars fan, I couldn't stand the movie. That's how I felt about it. I felt like there was a lot. I had a lot of problems.
You know what? As someone who's the same age as Jeff and about as cynical, I did pretty much love it.
Yeah, that's fine. I understand. And I'm cynical about certain things. It's just, I don't know. I watched that movie and I was like, I did not enjoy it. That was just me, though. I understand that I'm alone on an island on this opinion. But
no, it's not. You got your brother.
No, he didn't like it much either, but he liked it more than me.
Did he like it more or less than Batman vs. Superman?
That movie sucked.
Did I? Are you asking me?
Him, I'm saying. Which one do you think?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, okay, because I knew what his opinion on that was. I just thought maybe he...
That movie sucked. I agree with him on that.
It wasn't horrible, but when I was asked by one of my buddies if I wanted to go see it again, I was like, I'm not sitting through it again.
Ah, that movie was just so bad.
Well, why is Star Wars so much more rewatchable than that movie,
though? It just is.
All right, that's a...
It brings us back. It's to me, it's nostalgic. It's just it's a time in my life that always brings me back to that. It's you know, in a day and age now where everything has to be explained and debated and gone over and over and over and over and just fucked with and fucked up, you know, when I was a kid, you know, I was just like, holy shit, it's fucking awesome. You know, I didn't need to know where what the Force was, where it came from, where Ben Kenobi's backstory. I didn't need to know, you know, Yoda's backstory, Darth Vader's. I was just blown away by it. Now, I mean, if you look at the prequels, I don't know, have you seen the prequels?
No, yeah, I've seen all of Star Wars.
Okay, so, like, the prequels, like, somebody walks into the room, and they're like, oh, Senator Jeff Mader. You know, in the, you know, in the other, the original trilogy, you know, 4, 5, and 6, they didn't do that. There wasn't explanations for things. It just happened. And you accepted it, and you enjoyed it for what it was. But now, everything's just beat to death, man. It just...
You thought that The Force Awakens was like the original trilogy?
It's the first time I seen it, I left there, you know, thinking, man, they look seemed like they rehashed so much of episode 3 or 4, I mean, and, you know, playing it through my head and talking to my other Star Wars geek buddies, and then, you know, going to see it again, I enjoyed it so much more the second time, because I didn't, you know, it wasn't the first time where I was kind of like, oh, you know, trying to take everything in. I picked up things I missed. You know, I just was more casually watching it. And I seen it in the theater 3 times. So the 3rd time I seen it, I'm like, God, they fucking nailed it. This was awesome. And all the things that kind of annoyed me the first time I seen it, the 3rd time I seen it, I'm like, it was, to me, it was more of a nod, a passing the torch, you know, the stuff that everybody bitched about that was similar to episode 4 or whatever. It, you know, there were certain things in there that just brought me back, you know, and the first time I seen it, I'm like, you know, okay, this kind of reminds me of this, or this kind of reminds me of that, but by the time, like I said, the 3rd time I seen it, I just, for me, it clicked in a different way, and there were so many takebacks and nods and just so many great things.
Okay, so this is my problem with the movie. I thought the movie should have not done that. I thought the movie should have, and maybe it would have been true to itself, but I thought it should have really not even had Harrison Ford in the movie. Not even had Luke Skywalker. Done something completely fresh and new with new characters. Yes, they did that. I wish they hadn't even gone to the old story and even incorporated it whatsoever. I thought they were, you know, they were trying to sell the movie in a way that, like, exactly what you're saying, it brought you back, right? Which is good. But I think that's like a way of trying to sell a movie. I wish they had just... I was looking for something new, something different. I knew they were all in the movie, and I knew that was going to happen. But it's not what I wanted out of it, you know? So that was just me.
I'll say this. I was more than happy with what I got. I probably would have been really happy if they went that route, too.
Well, here's the other thing, though. You know, with Disney owning it now, we're going to get that.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's, you know, there was a whole expanded universe and a whole Star Wars universe that continued past what we knew as kids, comics, books, everything else, and they kind of scrapped that to I guess relaunch it, which, you know, some of it they used, some of it they didn't, you know, but I was kind of disappointed they scrapped it, but now I'm just so interested to see where they're going with it. This one was the continuation of the story of what we knew as Star Wars. The other stuff is going to be things about Star Wars that we've either heard about or alluded to that don't necessarily, you know, may have been mentioned, but now there's going to be a story around it.
Wow, you know, what a convenient segue, Jim.
Oh, it is. How about that?
So that brings us to Rogue One.
Star Wars, and yeah, 2016.
I saw the trailer, and I'm like, wait a minute. They're gonna go back and kind of give us that pre-episode 4 expansion, if you will, like giving us the background of, you know, where, you know, how they got the plans and how all of that was set in motion. I was like, man, this is gonna be kind of neat to see how they play it out.
Right.
I just want to say that as a Star Wars fan, I've always been very interested in the non sort of main storyline of the series. So I've always enjoyed like the Rogues and the Rebel Alliance as a whole. And I've always loved the video. That's why I love the video games. Like I loved Rogue Squadron and Dark Forces. And when I was growing up, Dark Forces, the first mission in Dark Forces was stealing the Death Star plans. So for me, that was always my kind of Rogue One. And now they're kind of, you know, they're shifting the mythology. So, but based on the trailer, man, I liked it. I think it looks pretty fucking cool.
I think it'll be pretty interesting to see where it goes. And
you know, they got a really good cast. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, a pretty good director, at least for this.
Why am I doing it?
No. You're too busy doing Jim's Barbecue.
Right. Kevin's directing a Star Wars movie?
Nice.
No, no. Jim's already said he only does non-profit things.
I did?
To me, you did.
I like money.
So, Jim, you got to take down the whole Jim's BBQ podcast/merch site that you were planning.
Yeah. Dylan won't go for it.
No, I'm against that. But anyway, yeah.
What are you going to do with all those Wisconsin Tour t-shirts that we were going to have made up?
Make a big bonfire, I guess.
I can get in touch with the people that send away the losing team from the Super Bowl stuff.
Yeah. I'm sure Dean and Jerry, they're going to be in New York soon. I'll go talk to them.
Oh, Dean and Jerry.
Yeah.
Did you see they're going on a tour to Australia?
Are they really?
Yep.
Wow. Do you know who we're talking about, Jeff?
No.
The two lawyers from How to Make a Murder.
Making a Murder.
Or Making a Murder, excuse me.
Netflix is hit TV series.
Yeah, Love Jeff that. Watched it.
Loved it.
It was about conspiracies. Of course he watched it.
Of course. That's right.
So you know there's going to be a season two, right?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, well, I mean, with all the stuff that's come on after the fact, and that Steven's taken on a new lawyer, and it's just fodder for new content for them.
Cool. Yeah. That's kind of like the show The Staircase. It's very similar to Making a Murderer, and they did like a second season as well, and kind of just followed up.
So, getting back to Star Wars. Do you think Jeff should watch the trailer?
Like right now?
Like right now? See if you can get his initial reaction?
Yeah, if he doesn't mind.
I can mute it and, I'll come back.
Unless he's busy with his pot pie.
No, I'm not. BRB.
Okay, we'll talk about it while he's gone.
No, kitty, that's my chicken pot pie.
I liked it. I like the speculation. I'm interested in seeing who's going to show up in the trailer. Or in the movie,
you mean?
Yeah. I'm pretty certain they said Vader's going to be in it.
I would think so.
Van Vader?
Yes.
You know what, Mike? It's time. It's time. Yes. It's Vader time.
See, you got it.
Yeah, I did not.
Whatever, dude.
Dylan, what's wrong?
Nothing.
Okay.
Dylan,
you summed down.
No, I didn't get the joke.
Vader was a wrestler. You probably seen him at Boy Meets World. He was.
I never watched Boy Meets World.
Oh my god.
He was too busy watching Full House.
True.
Fuck you guys. I think that should be your intro in the beginning of the episode.
No. Dylan, are you okay? Seriously.
No, I'm good.
All right.
No, I am pretty
Turn that frown upside down.
Movie. I am very excited for this movie. I'm hoping it's good. I like the director. I think he's doing good for himself, so.
Yeah.
Come on, man. How many times do you get to direct Godzilla and then you get to direct Star Wars?
True.
Not that many.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be a rarity.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's a good story. It's a story that needs to be told, you know?
So, I guess one thing I'll bring up is that there's a lot of speculation about who the villain is and who the person in the Bacta tank is, but there's also, I guess there's been some speculation that the woman in it, the girl, might be some people came up with a theory that she might be Rey's mother.
Mm.
Okay, I'm back.
Guess who's back?
Back again.
All right, Jeff. So what's your thoughts?
My initial thought right away is that it looks more what I wanted out of Force Awakens.
You know, and I thought you might say that.
Yeah, so, like, Force Awakens, I just thought it was harping too much on the nostalgia. I felt like it was trying to do fan service way too much.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, and I didn't like it. You know, it's basically what it comes down to. This is more what I wanted out of a new Star Wars movie. I thought they went the wrong way with Force Awakens. With this looks more what I wanted, so I think I'll enjoy it a lot more.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I kind of thought, like, when you were saying that about The Force Awakens, you got to probably check this one out, because I think it's going to be, it's exactly what you just said. Like, it's going to be more of a story that, while it will touch on stuff that we're familiar with, it won't necessarily be just a nostalgia trip, totally. I mean, right. Yeah, you might see some familiar faces here and there, I bet, but it's not going to be... It's not going to be just that, and have so many callbacks to things that we're used to, and it's not going to be that that pair of sweatpants that you put on that are, you know, nice and comfy and familiar.
Yeah, I'm excited about that, because I think Star Wars at its core has a lot of potential. I just thought, like, I was watching Force Awakens, I'm like, they're doing the same thing that the last stories have told. They're just expanding on it. Do something else, you know, at a certain point, like Star Trek, I mean, I know this is a bad example, but if Star Trek kept doing Kirk all the time, which they are doing, you know, and people are getting tired of it, people are saying, like, switch it up, start something new.
Right.
Well, then they should have killed him in the last one, but whatever.
They did kill him, and then they cheaped out on it.
Yeah, exactly. They should have left him dead.
Yep.
I had an interesting weekend. I got a few stories from it, but we'll kind of jump around, but so Liz and I went out to a bottle share on Saturday night. It was pretty good. We had a good time. We stopped at Wegmans for some snacks before we went, and I got to give you my wardrobe for the bottle share, because it plays a part into my trip to Wegmans. I was wearing jeans, and then I had on a geeky jersey, Jim.
Oh, I know where this is going.
I had on my Bay Harbor Butchers Dexter jersey.
Very nice.
Yeah. So for those not in the know, geeky jerseys, they do some pretty fun and awesome jerseys based on pop culture. So TV, movies, comics. I don't know that they do any music ones, but they...
Video games.
But they run the gamut, you know, and I think they make a pretty nice jersey. I like the ones that I've gotten. I got a Back to the Future one, and I got the Bay Harbor Butchers one. I enjoy both. So the Butchers one, I mean, it's very nicely themed to the TV show Dexter, in that the bottom of the jersey and the cuffs on the arms have blood spatter. And so I'm walking through our local grocery chain, a.k.a. Wegmans, and I'm going to look at, in the dairy section, I'm looking at the chip dip. And a woman comes up behind me, and she gasps audibly. Like, she's like, oh, my gosh. And I'm like, I turn around because she startled the fuck out of me. I'm like, and she's like, oh, my gosh. Gosh, I thought the blood was real. She's like, I thought you were bleeding.
It does look like it's a pretty good blood splatter.
And I mean, the entire jersey, like the bottom of it's just like covered. I was like, yes, because bleeding as much, or if I was bleeding that much, the thing I would be doing would be selecting chip dip in the grocery store. I wouldn't be like headed to the hospital. Oh, no. I'd be sitting there in the dairy section, looking at the chip dips, just going, which one do I want for this evening?
Oh, this flesh wound.
Yeah, it's just a small flesh wound. I was walking out to the car, and I was kind of laughing, and I was just laughing as I'm walking out to the car, and
Liz is like, what the hell's going on? I had to tell her the whole story. She's like, you got to be shitting me. And that was kind of her take was, it's like, why would that woman think if you were bleeding that badly to be covered in your own blood that you'd be sitting there looking at Chip Dip? Or right. Even worse, like if it was someone else's blood, that you'd be walking through the store with like a blood-covered jersey on.
True.
Yeah. So that was my Saturday night. Dylan, every time I looked last week, you were...
I was out and about.
You were out and about. You were a man about town. You're hitting up concert after concert. What a life you live, man.
Oh, my God, dude. I was so tired.
You're either pooping or you're going to concerts.
Well, let's not talk about the poop.
Let's talk about the concerts instead.
So, Monday, I went to go see David Gilmour from Pink Floyd. The legendary David Gilmour. And I was supposed to go with my dad. So my dad calls me up and he is just, I'm getting ready to go to work. And, cause I took Tuesday off and I don't normally work on Mondays. So I worked on Monday and I switched with the other guy, but that's not that interesting. So he texts me and says, call me. I'm like, all right, it's the day of the concert. That's not a good thing. So I said, hey, what's up? He goes, hey, dude, I really am not feeling really good. I just yacked and, I can't stop going to the bathroom. So I don't think I can go to the concert. And I was like, oh shit. All right. So I got to find someone to go with me. So it's once again, another instance of don't buy two tickets to a concert. Although this was purchased a while ago and this was supposed to be like, you know, Christmas present that he gave to me. So it was sort of out of his control.
That's a day off though. So, I mean, I completely out of his control.
Yeah. Completely out of his control. So I threw the message up on Facebook. I said, hey, I have an extra ticket, you know, inquire if you're interested. And luckily one of our friends, Mike McCutcheon, who lives out in Allentown, said he was interested. So my dad was like, yeah, I can't go. I'm out. Just get your buddy. So I, you know, get in contact with him. And Mike was, you know, more than willing to make the ride out, you know, 2 hours and 2.5 hours all the way out from Pennsylvania to come see, and met me at Madison Square Garden. We went in, and man, fucking David Gilmour, he is the man. He is so fucking good, man. And he played so much good stuff. I mean, he played stuff from his new album. He played stuff from The Dark Side of the Moon. He played stuff from, The Division Bell and Momentary Lapse in Reason. You know what he didn't do? And this is probably going to upset Jeff. He didn't do one song from Animals.
Yes, I'm very upset about that. This is my favorite album.
I love Animals. I was really bummed out about that too. So, but it was a great concert, and that, you know, loved it.
Yeah, I know quite a few people who went to that one. Actually, probably a good like half dozen people that I know, including yourself and Mike and a few other people. My brother actually had an opportunity to go, and he just couldn't put it together.
Well, my friend
Frank went to it. He lives up here. He flew in for the show. Oh, I know the tour was pretty limited.
Yeah, well, actually, another Frank we know went to the show the day before.
Oh, right.
So.
Right, yeah. He went to the one over at Radio City.
Yeah, he went to the Radio City show, as did Vinny Pereira, that some of us might know from the Kevin Smith movies. Right, I don't know if you guys know him.
I don't know him, but I know who he is. Yeah.
Yeah, he actually, like, I'm friends with him on Facebook, and he was like, oh man, that's so fucking awesome. Look at my pictures. You know, it's such a great show. And I was like, yeah, it totally was. So, but it's funny. My dad called me up, actually like at work, and he's talking to me on the phone, and I'm like, he says to me, you know, he's like, I'm feeling better. And I'm like, well, I can't really cancel on. He goes, no, 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 it's fine. Just go with your friend. But I'm driving home from work right now, and I sharted.
So maybe not feeling
too well.
No. He's like, yeah, I gotta. I'm like, oh, right, I need to get off the company phone right now.
That's awesome.
So, so,
wouldn't that have been great if he did go with you and, like, just sharded, like, right at the concert?
Like, right when, like, I don't even know, like, Run starts playing.
Whose house? Say what?
It's Run's house.
So, oh, yeah. But anyway, it was a great concert. So the next day, I went to go see an equally legendary figure, Iggy Pop.
Iggy Pop.
So I don't know if you guys are big Iggy Pop fans, but I mean, I love Iggy Pop, and he's produced some fucking phenomenal music, you know, completely different than David Gilmour, but absolutely on the same level in terms of, you know, Iggy Pop's the fucking man.
Isn't there someone with him, like collaborating with him or something? Like
that? His touring group, well, the main collaborator was Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age.
Oh, right, yeah, that's who I was thinking of, yeah.
And he brought along, I think, two other guys from Queens of the Stone Age and the drummer from the Arctic Monkeys, who I've seen the Arctic Monkeys before, and I liked them, but man, was this guy on fucking fire when we saw him. It was unbelievable. He was so good. And the only thing was that, Iggy Pop, man, the guy is like 70 years old, and when I heard he was going on tour, you know, given who we've lost this year, David Bowie, Lemmy, and a bunch of other, you know, big names in rock, I'm like, I have to go see Iggy Pop. I have to go see Iggy Pop. And
did you see
so
who we lost
to
today?
Who died today?
Doris Roberts.
Not really familiar with her.
She played the grandma, mom, or whatever in Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, wow. No way!
Yeah, she was 90.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Yeah, Doris Roberts.
See that a little while ago.
Yeah. She was funny.
So, but I don't mean to bring it down, but Iggy Pop. It was a good show.
Well, the show sounded great. Unfortunately, my seats were in the second to last row of the theater, and it was like a balcony. It was a theater, so it had a balcony at a lower level, and I really didn't have much of a view of Iggy for most of the show, but it sounded great. Like, he sounded fantastic, and like I probably saw him about 25-30% of the time I was there, and man, that dude's got, you know, like I was saying a couple episodes ago about Iron Maiden. Like, those guys, I mean, Iggy is just, it's unbelievable. He's 70 years old, and, you know, he's running around with no shirt on, and he's just dancing and belting out these lyrics, and he sounds so fucking good. It was unbelievable. Just to be in the presence of the man was great. Let's put it that way.
This guitar sounds like Heavenly Angels. That's what it sounds like.
Who, Iggy Pop?
Oh, no, Gilmour. Sorry, I thought you were still talking about Gilmour.
Oh, no, we're off Gilmour. But David Gilmour was, I mean, they had like a big circle screen for him, and just watching that guy play guitar is amazing. So
no,
I thought you were going to say they had like a big circle jerk for him.
No. Yeah, and then on Wednesday I closed out. I went to a show by myself. Went to go see a favorite band of mine, Ghost, which is a heavy metal band. I saw them not too far from where I live, and they were awesome, except that show... there were a lot of assholes at that show, and every other show that I've been seeing the band go on have played at least 2 to 3 additional songs, and I'm pretty sure that they ended their set early because they thought the crowd was shitty, to which I say, fuck
good
those guys. In fact, those guys may come up later on in this podcast.
I was about to say, I mean, your concert stories thus far have been pretty mundane concert stories for young Dylan.
So
usually something occurs. But you don't want to bury the lead here, do
yeah.
You?
That show was great. I loved it. I was about 6 people away from the stage, and I got a lot of great pictures. And you know, if you know anything about the band, they're very you know, they're very theatrical in their presentation, and they're fantastic musicians, and they're definitely a favorite of mine. But I'll get on why I wasn't happy about that show a little bit later. So, but overall, fantastic. You know, great 3 days. I was exhausted after, you know, 3 days of concerts, but.
So are they theatrical like the that woman that we saw at Rebellion last year?
If you remember, like, I mean, like, you probably don't, but you said in, like, an early, like, episodes ago that they should tour together.
Really?
They're not that theatrical, but they are, you know, there's, you know, no one knows who's in the band or anything like that. Like, they all wear masks and get-ups and shit, so.
All right.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're 17 episodes in. If I can remember everything that I've said previously, that'd be a miracle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. And they had a great opener, too.
Oh, yeah?
It was this band called The Shrine, and they were just, like, this great, like, it was a three-piece band, 70s, like, hard rock, but, like, a little bit faster. They were really good. I really liked them.
Cool.
So check out The Shrine, the listeners out there.
All right.
I just can't get the fucking Winger song out of my head, sorry.
Jeff, do you like Winger?
I don't even know what Winger is.
She's only 17.
17.
You don't know that song?
No.
Wow.
That's why you were the keyboard player from Winger, is because of song 17.
Oh.
It's episode 17.
Okay.
We'll link that all together.
It's like, makes sense now.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I was confused.
All right. Well, yesterday I had a fun experience.
What's up?
It's kind of neat. Well, as you guys know, I'm good buddies with the guys over at Three Heads Brewing here in Rochester, New York.
Oh, I've seen some of the pictures, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you see.
Oh, you mean our original podcast name.
Yeah,
Three Heads.
I thought the original name was O'Dillon.
Well, Three Heads, we all wanted O'Dillon.
So we named it after Jim, right?
So we went with the other guy.
Yeah, I want that other guy. The other guy's better.
That's here.
So, in any event, they're opening up a brand new brewery right in the heart of downtown Rochester. And for the longest time, they've actually been contract brewing at another brewery here in the area. But they're finally opening up their own brewery, I think at the end of May, somewhere around the end of May. And I got to take a little bit of a mini tour of it yesterday and check it out and everything. And it was pretty cool. I mean, it's a huge facility. They're gonna have a small little stage to have some bands play in the tasting room. Huge-ass bar, 16 taps. I mean, the place is just gorgeous. It's beautiful. I'll post some of the pictures up on the Facebook page so you can see what I'm talking about. I did take some videos, but I probably won't share those ones. The reason why I went out there, though, is I volunteered to pour at a beer fest in a favorite town of Jim's BBQ podcast. And I mean favorite, I mean it in quotations. I went up to the lovely city of Buffalo and poured at a brew fest up in the Buffalo area. And it was quite the experience. I had a good time for the most part, but there's a few things that were just kind of amusing. Like my buddy Dave is going to be working for Three Heads, and he's the one who asked me to.
No shit!
What's that?
I said no shit.
About what's your buddy that? Dave?
That's awesome. That guy's awesome.
Have you've met Dave?
We went out to dinner with them before that concert.
Oh, fuck, right. Yeah, down in Ithaca. I forgot about that.
Dave the King.
Yeah, King David, yes.
Oh, King David, he's the fucking man.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. I like that guy.
He's going to actually be managing their tasting room for him.
That's fucking really awesome. You tell him congrats from Dylan.
I will, man. I will. I totally forgot that you guys met... Totally forgot that you guys met Dave.
You're like, Dylan, is that cute little man boy?
A cute little Mexican.
You know what? I'm really sorry if I came off over enthusiastic about that.
Oh, that's good, man. He'll want to hear that. He was actually asking me all about the podcast yesterday.
So you should have him on.
I knew where you were coming from, Dylan, but it sounded like you seen something on your phone and you're like,
I was actually a little taken aback by Dylan's reaction. I was like, man, he's really excited about Dave. I was like, I had completely forgotten the fact that you met Dave. So yeah, Dave, congrats to him, man. He's going to actually be working in the tasting room at Three Heads, which it's awesome. He's really excited about it. I spent the entire day with him. It was great, man. We had a great time. But we went up to Buffalo to pour at this Brewfest at this restaurant, and it was kind of interesting. It was a beautiful day, gorgeous drive up there and everything. The restaurant had like this big, huge party deck and then two floors inside. Luckily, we were on the second floor, because on the first floor they had a band playing, and some of the brewers and or breweries and cideries had to pour like right next to the band. It was so fucking loud down there.
I'll bet.
Yeah. So luckily we were up on the second floor, and but it wasn't without issues though that we had going into the thing. Like, you know, I've helped them out with some things, you know, doing some stuff for them at some of the festivals and stuff that they put on, but I've never had to do like setup of stuff for them, and I'm not familiar with like some of the equipment that they use. And maybe you might be, Dylan, but I'm certainly not.
oh, no. I'm not, I definitely am not either. The most I have to do to set up for something is put a table and a tablecloth out in a garbage bag.
Okay, well, that's fair. But, I mean, do you guys do, like, anything on tap or anything like that?
No, unfortunately, the laws in the town prevent us from having any sort of taps in our store. Which sucks, because we could definitely have a good... You know, I think we'd be able to have a good following if we did that. Station. Yeah, we really want to do a growler station and take out, and like, we were going to take out an entire door in one of our refrigerators and put a growler station in, but we can't do it.
Right. So basically, the setup is at these things is you have this thing called a jockey box, which I'm sure you've seen them at Beer Fest. They basically look like a little cooler.
Yeah, and it's just got mini kegs in it.
And then, well, no, it isn't. There's actually, well, not the ones I've seen. There's a couple tap handles on one side of the jockey box, and that's where the beer pours out of. Like, you pull the tap handles, and out comes the beer, right? Simple as that. But no, on the other side, there's a couple hoses that go in. They're, like, basically the input hoses, and the beer flows through the cooler, and there's cooling plates inside the thing, and you put ice in the thing, and that's what cools the beer as it flows through the cooler, right? Well, also hooked up to this whole thing, this whole contraption, are the kegs, obviously, and then the gas that you need to basically have the beer go through the taps.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Well, so unbeknownst to us, the jockey box that we were originally given, where all the beer, like I said, flows through this whole thing, was missing gaskets.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we had beer spraying everywhere when we initially set up.
That was like when I went to the bar with my dad and the keg exploded on us.
Yes, yes. And like, maybe some of the lines were bad and that hook up to the kegs and stuff like that. I don't know. But luckily, we had a couple friends with us who are very well-versed in these things because they work in the industry, and they got us all squared away, and we were ready to pour and everything was tasting great by the time they let the people in at about 3 o'clock.
Hey, I got a question for Jeff real quick to deviate. What's the alcohol like in China?
Well, he said at the beginning of this podcast he doesn't drink anymore.
Well, I know that. I was just curious.
He's straight edge, Joe. He fell asleep.
Is he gone?
It's the second guest we've had fall asleep on us.
We're just that fucking boring.
Well, never mind. Well, I'll get it from him another time. He probably got bored.
JP.
All right. So.
Anyway. Is that just what happens? Have you noticed that tends to happen on this fucking podcast?
I think we just get so wrapped up in talking to each other.
He just said, though, like a little bit ago, that he was just like, He's like, man, you guys were just kind of going at it, talking. He's like, so I didn't really have anything to say. It's not like we're... I mean, I know we get rolling, and I mean, we've been... I mean, so it's the Buffalo area, Dylan, and you know how much I enjoy going to the Buffalo area.
Oh, you know how much we love the Buffalo people.
Oh, my gosh, man. And, you know, there wasn't a whole lot that happened where I didn't have any surges come about or anything like that. but you know, the people watching is most excellent at these festivals. And, like, Dave even pointed it out to me. He's like, watch as this thing progresses. The people just get more and more inebriated as time goes on. And sure as shit, you could just see it, like, as people were coming up to the table and everything and how they were approaching us. Like, I actually had one person that we were pouring two different beers. We had an IPA and a black lager. And they were like, yeah, oh, you got a black lager. That sounds interesting. I'll have the black lager. I'm like, all right. And they're holding their glass, their tasting glass, like, right up to their chest. And they're just, they have, like, a really good grip on it. And I look at them, and I'm like, okay. And they're not making any motion to hand the glass to me. And
you want that beer, buddy?
And yeah, I mean, it was like a good awkward, like, 5 second just stare down with him. And I'm like, and then finally he's like, oh. And he reaches out to hand me the glass. And I'm just like, the dude walks away, and Dave was watching the whole interaction with this guy and myself. And he's like, man, that was kind of strange. I was like, yeah, I just wanted to yell at the guy. I just want to go, hand me the fucking glass.
So I have a question. I mean, it's probably a dumb question. I've definitely seen it at the various.
I've seen it
at the various, you know, festivals I've been to, and even some bars. I mean, just this past Saturday, I was in New York. I went to go see American Psycho, the musical, which was actually.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, I did want to ask you about that.
Which was actually pretty good. I actually really liked it. But I went to a bar to have a beer and, like, a little bit of food before I went to the show. And, like, these people walked in, and they ordered a round of drinks. And it was, like, a cocktail and a Heineken. And the bartender was, like, in the middle. Like, he popped the bottle, and he was in the middle of making the drink. And the people just go, oh, you know what? No, we don't want that. We're going to leave. And he was like, okay, and they're like, you can have the beer. And I was just like, what the fuck? And even this other patient was just like, that's so fucked up. Like, it was just super rude. And the guy was just like, okay.
How but rude.
He just started drinking the beer. But I was like, that's not fucking cool. But I guess that it just gets back to my point. I mean, I'm assuming you were allowed to drink at this event, right, Mike?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but because I had that event the previous night that I went to where I was drinking, like, a lot of, like, big stouts and stuff like that, I didn't have a ton at this thing. I tried a couple different things, but, man, yeah, I was just like, Dave's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm doing okay. I was like, I'm not feeling it today. He's like, I get that. I mean, we did go to a couple bars afterwards, so. And we went and got something to eat at this, like, pizza beer bar type deal thing, and that was good, and we had a great time. But, yeah, definitely allowed to drink at the thing. They're like, you know, enjoy as much as you want. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not going to. It was, I mean, it's tiring, man. You're just standing there, and you're having to describe the same two beers over and over again for 3 hours.
I can imagine. It's kind of why I'm not interested in that aspect of the industry.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind helping those guys out because they're good guys, and you know, I've gotten into some of their events, you know, just to help them out a little bit, you know, so that's pretty cool. And this was an interesting event. Plus, we had a bunch of friends that were working at it too, so that was kind of neat. Yeah, so the guy that wouldn't hand me the glass, that was just bizarre. Dave was just like going, "What the hell, man? That was just weird." The one other guy that I noticed, but I didn't really have any interactions with him, is the guy that looked like he probably at some point worked on the road crew for Leonard Skinner. So, yeah, sleeveless, like, patriotic shirt, maybe with, like, an eagle or something on it, with, like, a red, white, and blue do-rag. I was like, wow, man, that's intense. He was just one of those guys. He stood out in the crowd, you know? He may have even had a fanny pack.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah. He just stood out, though, you know?
That's pretty bad, though. There's really nothing cool about fanny packs.
I used to have one. Body glove one. I loved it.
I had one, too, but there's nothing cool about it.
They were awesome, though.
No, they weren't.
They were.
No, they weren't.
You could put stuff in it.
You can put stuff in a backpack.
That's why I carry a backpack now.
Well, then you're much cooler than you were.
Well, I don't know if I ever was.
Well, there you go. So what are you saying, Jim? You've always been a Sarge?
Yeah. That's pretty evident.
You guys sound very at odds in this conversation.
That was such an aggressive argument, Jim.
It was. It was incredibly aggressive. I was like, man, is this the end of Jim's BBQ podcast?
Jim,
Who was aggressive, Dylan?
Both of you.
Oh.
Jim, I apologize.
I'm just starting to get tired. I didn't think anything of it.
You guys need to hug it out, I think.
All right, we will.
All right.
Have a bromance.
I promise. Come June, Jim and I will definitely hug it out.
We'll do more than that. All right.
Might tug it out.
Ooh. Just make sure you put the sock on the door.
Heck yeah.
Well, we'll do it on Thursday before you get there, Mike.
Or the sock on something else. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Yeah. So it was a fun trip. Dave and I went out to eat afterwards. We had a great time. Had some good food. Had some good laughs. Listen to some great music on the way home. It was good times.
Nice.
I look forward to doing it again, man. Yeah.
You mean you're looking forward to doing it again with us?
Doing what again with you? What?
Going to Three Heads?
Oh, fuck, man. Yeah, definitely. Next time you come up this way, you'll get the royal treatment at Three Heads Brewing.
Hey, I got a question.
Yeah.
I'm driving up this year to play some hockey in Canada.
Yeah.
Should I just drive through Rochester and go to Three Heads?
The current talk is that they might be opening by Memorial Day. So if they are, then they would be open when you drive through.
All right, well, we'll see what happens.
Was the intent that you're still driving with Mott?
I'm still driving with Mott, as far as I know.
Mott, okay, so it's going to be you and Mott stopping in then.
I was hoping to get food somewhere. That was the only thing, but we'll see what happens.
Trust me, I'll know more by then.
No, we got a couple of months, so. Well, you just let me know, Mike.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad that you have a good kickoff with that.
Man, it was great. It was so much fun. I had a great time yesterday. It was a long day. I didn't get home till like 10:30.
Ooh, 10:30.
Well, considering I left my house at like 11, that's a long day.
Oh, I left my house at 11.
It was almost a 12-hour day.
Oh, well, 12-hour day, la-di-da.
What the fuck, man?
Fucking A, man. That's not that long.
It was a long day, man. I'm an old man.
Compared to me, you are.
Yeah. I was tired when I got home. I went right to bed.
Right to bed.
Actually, no.
12 hours, la-di-da.
I'm so old. I watched the rest of an episode of Shark Tank and then went to bed. That's how old
I think it's safe to say we bored the fuck out of Jeff.
Probably.
Oh, I don't know what you want me to say.
Wait a minute, how long has he been here?
We were calling out for you earlier, no response.
When? I don't remember that at all.
I even said PJ.
Because he was asleep.
I wasn't sleeping. I was just listening.
He dozed off into the remnants of his pot pie.
Chicken pot pie.
The pot pie was pretty good.
All right, well, I feel like we owe Jeff. We got to get him back into something.
I don't know. I just don't know. I don't have much to offer with what you guys are talking about.
About an hour and 45.
All right, I'll tell you guys one story that happened to me in China.
Oh, yeah, please do. No, I asked you actually a question before about the what's the alcohol like in China? But I know you don't really drink, but.
Well, I did when I was there. It comes in like a nice, like real big bottle. It's like 10 won, which is like a dollar or $2, something like that. And, it comes like almost in a wine size bottle. So you.
Like, 750?
Yeah, you pour it into like another glass, right? But it's okay. It's really like it's like generic, you know. It's kind of like a little bit better than it's kind of like MGD. Kind of tastes like that.
What the hell is MGD?
A little genuine draft.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So this is the story. I was on the Great Wall. And there's this a saying in Mandarin, to say hello, right, is ni hao, right? And you have to say it like that. If you don't say it like that, if you just say ni hao, like I just did, it means kiss me. So I'm in one of the towers, and there's a guy there, he's taking pictures, and, you know, he kind of, I'm wearing my Canada jersey with Crosby on it and everything, right? So I said, ni hao. Like, I didn't go, ni hao. Like, I didn't say it like the Chinese Mandarin way. And he kind of looked confused. And then he kind of, like, turned around. And he went, ni hao. And he laughed at me, like, quite a bit. Because you know? I know it meant kiss me, right? And I was just like, oh, fuck, I said it wrong. You know? But then he got all his daughters and all his, like, his wife and everything to take a picture with me, which I found hilarious. And so that was really cute. So that's my Great Wall story.
So you have a picture with a bunch of, like, random Asian girls?
I don't have a picture. A bunch of random Asian girls have a picture of me.
See, that's even more awesome.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh my god, look at this unique Canadian man.
Who said kiss me to my dad.
Who said kiss me to my dad. They're like, oh my god, he's so cute. It's a shame he didn't say kiss me to me, but okay.
It's pretty much, but we couldn't communicate. You know, so it was kind of cool. It was just like, it was all through looks and body language, and it was cool. I liked it.
Very cool.
I gotta get to China, man. It sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah, there were some really cool things about it. The pollution was a bit much, but other than that, everything else is really cool.
Oh, that's dope. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba!
Sarge of the week.
It wasn't as good as last time, but
it was still good.
It just sounded like he pinched his nose and was like, bah, 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 bah.
It's it like he's like doing like
the John Cena. Like,
it's like he's doing like Jim's version of like really bad like 70s TV theme song music.
You're obsessed with John Cena, man.
Dude, it's just his intro. I love it. John Cena
sucks.
Abadoo.
Okay.
Did you ever see the things like The Rock did, where like you put him on like a box of Fruity Pebbles, because like some of John Cena's outfits look like Fred Flintstone outfits.
Yeah.
So I don't watch anything related to wrestling, but I heard a pretty funny thing where like there was a spoof video or something put up, and it was Vince McMahon talking to Triple H this past weekend or something like that, or last weekend, about how they can make you know, the show better and everything, and they're talking, and Vince McMahon just goes, don't worry. And then The Rock comes in with a flamethrower. Did any of you guys see that shit?
The Rock used a flamethrower at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Did he really?
He totally fucking did, yeah.
I thought that was a joke. That's awesome.
No, he really did.
Wow, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Shows you how much I am up on wrestling.
It was kind of pointless.
Well, anyway, Sarge of the Week.
Yeah.
Oh, Sarge of the Week? Do I got to do my intro?
No, you just did it.
Just did it.
What are you, getting old?
I thought maybe you guys wanted another one.
You could do it again. I'll use the best of the two. Go ahead, Jim.
I gotta think of something.
Oh, boy. When you start thinking, that's when it's going to go to pot.
I know. You should probably just stick with the one I had.
Yeah, let's just stick with that one.
Okay.
All right, Dylan, what do you got? Sarge of the Week.
My Sarge of the Week goes out to the guys that were at the fucking Ghost concert that I went to. Because these guys thought that it was totally okay that even though the entire, like, general and, you know, the GA pit was full, these guys thought it was okay to completely push their way to, like, the front row. Even though everyone was already in their, you know, spots and they clearly were not moving from the main act. And these guys just walked in and left and then did it again.
So there are those douchebags at concerts.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I was standing in front of this guy and he called him out and he was like, you know, tearing him a new one, ripping him open a new one. And the one dude who I guess was like the ringleader was just like, yeah, you know what? Fuck you. You're fucking wrong. I want to be here. I want to be here. My girlfriend wants to be here, so fuck you.
At least he didn't take his camera and break it.
Yeah, I guess, but he was just like, you know what? I'm here. I'm here. He kept saying, he's like, I'm here.
Wow, that's aggro.
I was just like, Jesus fucking Christ, dude. It's a fucking concert.
Oh, did you drop the JFC?
Well, that's the thing is, man, I don't know what it is about people going to events like that that just brings out, like, the, I don't want to have a good time, so I'm just going to, like, just be an asshole. To, like,
make everybody else miserable?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they do.
What the fuck is wrong with people, man?
Hey, man.
I don't know.
Maybe you shouldn't go to metal shows. Maybe you should go to, like, shows like I go to, Dylan, where everybody's happy.
Maybe.
There's a reason why they're at metal shows. They got a lot of angst. They're trying to get out.
Dylan is kind of angsty. You know, we had an intervention for him, Jeff, on one of the episodes of the podcast because of his anger issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't go over very well.
That's what I was going to ask. How'd that go?
Come on, man. You got to support.
Come on.
I don't know.
You sound like Mike McCutcheon.
That's the point.
All right, so Sarge of the Week for Dylan are just the totally aggressive concert goers at Ghost, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Did you have anybody?
I actually don't, man. I think I had a good week. I don't think anybody was too dickish around me.
Jim, do you have a Sarge of the Week?
Oh, yeah, I got one. It's not the greatest, but it really tweaked me.
It's not me, right?
I got nothing then.
Oh.
So it was over the weekend and I was driving. Again, it's nothing that, like, personally, like, I got to experience in conversation, but everybody knows this jackass. So he had to weave in between two cars, me and this other one, and get in front of me. You could see him come flying up behind us. And, you know, comes in, weaves, like, barely any room for him to get through, but he cuts in between both of us. Then gets up next to a semi and then just starts driving normal.
So the asshole driver?
Yep. That's my Sarge of the Week.
Right on.
Jeff, do you have a Sarge of the Week?
I would say mine is like a work thing. So, like, I called for an aerator and I get there today and they have duty aerator. So, like, I ordered a friggin', like, I made sure. I rescheduled like three times to set it for this day, and then I get there and it's a crap aerator. So my Sarge would be the company I dealt with today. So yeah,
that's totally legit.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, and as always, in Jim's barbecue tradition, Chris Seymour, go fuck yourself.
Poor fucking Chris Seymour.
Poor guy. We'll just have to have him on this podcast
one of these days.
That's usually Jim's line. All right, though. Let's close this bitch out.
Man, my my hands still smell like seafood.
I thought you were going to say something else.
He's going to say semen.
Hey, guess what? We have our title for the podcast.
Fucking.
my hands smell like seafood.
Every goddamn time.
Dude, wow. How does every title end up being, like, related to Dylan?
Because Dylan says something stupid.
Wait, my hands smell like
realize, like, well over half of the titles are related to Dylan.
Oh.
Oh. Teresa Moran commented on...
I was just going to bring that up, but...
commented on a photo of the Sprecher's Cream Soda.
Yeah. I responded already, too.
I see that.
I think we might have to have her on, then, to talk about cream soda.
Maybe we should bring her a bottle of cream soda up to Branford.
Jim, are you a clear or pink cream soda kind of person?
What the fuck is pink cream soda?
Yeah.
Do you not have pink cream soda in the States?
not where I fucking live.
Oh, man, you guys are missing out.
Well, then I want some pink cream soda when I
come Wait a minute, new topic. What the fuck is pink cream soda?
It's cream soda that's pink. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Hold on.
That's disappointing.
It tastes
what makes it pink?
They just put color in it, I guess. I don't know. I have no idea why.
Well, that's not fucking cool.
Yeah.
Oh, crushed cream soda.
Yeah. There's a couple other ones.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Not a fan.
No, in fact, you know that place we ate at last year, the Wings and Pizza place?
Yep.
That's what they had there. It wasn't horrible, but, I mean, once you have some Sprecher's, dude, there's no turning back.
Oh, man. That place has good fucking wings, though.
Yeah, I want to go back and eat there again.
I want to go there Thursday again.
Oh, man.
Let's do it.
You're here to hear first, folks. June 2nd.
January?
If you want to meet us for some food, Thursday at the Wing and Pizza Place. I don't know the name, so there you have it.
In Brantford, Ontario. Come up to Brantford.
Just find us.
In Brantford.
I won't be there on Thursday, but come up to Brantford.
Just find the place with the most cars collected in the parking lot. That's probably us.
Probably.
That do not have Ontario license plates.
Yes. Yeah.
I was going to say the most cars in a parking lot would probably be Canadian Tire.
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't you know?
Don't you know, eh?
Ah.
All right, we wrapping this bitch up?
Yeah. Yeah, so don't forget to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
Follow us on Twitter, @JimsBBQPod, and follow us on Instagram, @JimsBBQPod.
Visit us on our mobile-friendly webpage at www.JimsBBQPod.com. And you can email us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com.
You can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.
And if you live in the Burlington, Ontario, Canada.
I was just
going to
say this.
The Burlington, Ontario area. Please, please, please call Matermo's Best for all your landscaping needs.
Thank you. Very sweet.
We absolutely support Matermo's Best on Jim's Barbecue.
I actually just got our sponsor section working on the website while we were talking tonight, so I'm going to have to throw that up there.
Yeah, let's thank Jeff for gracing us with his presence.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you.
And we apologize for temporarily boring you for about an hour and change.
That's okay. You didn't bore me. It's I just didn't know what to include into the conversation. Thank you for having me. It was fun.
We'll have you back on again, eventually.
Huh? Thanks.
Sometime soon. Cool. Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. I understand.
We'll have you say hello when we do our live show in Brantford.
When they have the Lincoln assassination,
is it me
show on Hulu,
Lincoln
we'll have you on to talk about that.
Oh, Making a Murderer season 2, we'll have him on.
No, the was it 11/22/63?
Oh, yeah, I haven't even watched that yet, but I would like
to. Oh, I haven't either yet. I gotta watch
it. Dude, it's good. It's good.
I was busy watching it.
Right, so maybe we have another episode that we can have Jeff on pretty soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for visiting Jim's BBQ, where we are ribbed for your pleasure. How's that?
That was pretty good.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You're one of the few people that actually did it, like, in one shot. That's impressive, Jeff.
Thank you.
I was just about to say, it was this, like, porn voice, and Mike's like, you did it in one shot.
That's right. It was.
That was sexy.
This is Roxy. Hit the stage on the pole.